We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And let's go out to those to that line right now and welcome in Brian Kamenetsky. He's a writer, radio host, and podcaster in Los Angeles. You can check out Late Night Happy Hour on Twitter at Cam Brothers. That's K-A-M Brothers, Monday through Friday, starting at 10 p.m. Brian, thank you for joining us. And talking a little bit, we'll start out with the Rams, and then maybe we'll get into some Warriors-Lakers at the end. But
sure.
Right now, are the Rams playing their best football of the year? And I got to believe they're chomping at the bit to get a hold of the Niners, who beat them the first time but are banged up this game.
Yeah, I think there's no question the Rams are playing as well as they have all year. I mean, there was a lot, even when the record was pretty good, you know, 4-1, 5-3, you know, they were playing well, but so many of those wins came against the NFC East, which, as we all know, doesn't really count. I mean, technically you're allowed to keep the win, but it doesn't mean you're any good. And so in the last couple weeks, they've started to answer that question about, okay, fine, you haven't beaten anybody good. They beat Seattle at home. They go on the road and they beat Tampa Bay. Two very good offenses where the defense for the Rams stepped up and held the, you know, Russell Wilson and Tom Brady in check. So, you know, this is definitely as good as they've looked all year, and they're starting to make people believe, at least locally, that, you know, they've got a chance. This is a relatively low expectations this season. Now people are starting to get a little excited.
Are expectations for Jared Goff also rising? Because seemingly in the Super Bowl, he was flummoxed by the late defensive changes from Bill Belichick. But since then, he's continued to progress and looked like a legitimate quarterback.
I don't know what to do with Jared Goff, guys. I'll be honest with you. Every time I feel like, you know what, I was wrong. He really is, you know, a really good quarterback, and he, you know, he's solid and he's poised and all that. Then he plays a game like he did in Miami, where he was just, it wasn't just the play calling anyway. He was legitimately terrible against the Dolphins. But then he was excellent in Tampa Bay on Monday, and the throw he made to Cooper Kupp to basically ice the game on the move, dropping that ball in, you know, right on the sideline in stride. That was one of the best throws, a quarterback can make. And so, I mean, I think the problem with Goff is that he is capable of looking so good, as long as everything in front of him is kept pretty clean. And I think what people are waiting for is, you know, can you win a muddy game when the pocket breaks down and move around enough and look good under pressure and stuff like that? Because, you know, yeah, you guys know this, like, certain quarterbacks just have instill that confidence that if you need a drive late in the fourth quarter, whether it's Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes, obviously guys like that, that you can put the ball in their hands and they will lead even a team that's not functioning all that well. They'll lead that team. Jared Goff doesn't do that for you. You feel confident in McVay and some of the weapons, but Goff isn't there yet. So the expectations are high because they're paying him a ton of money and the team is always pretty good and the expectations around the team are good. But I'm still not sure people are truly sold on him. Like, we ran a poll earlier in the year, if you could take, you know, throw money out of it, if you could take Justin Herbert or Jared Goff, like, today to be your quarterback, who would you take? Obviously, a big L.A. audience here. It was 90-10 in favor of Herbert.
BK, I didn't realize how many people cared about the Chargers.
I don't think it has anything to do with the Chargers. I think it has everything to do with Goff. But you're right. I'm surprised that many people knew the Chargers were here. But that tells you, I think, a lot about what people think about Goff as a quarterback.
As far as the defense goes, it seems like they have really hit their stride. There was a lot of chatter when Jalen Ramsey was acquired. Ah, did they give up too much for him? How much has his presence really stabilized and taken that group to a different level?
He's fantastic. And, like, what they have is, you know, they have the stuff up front. You know, you have one of the best players in football, you know, some people think the best player, and Aaron Donald, who is so disruptive and creates so many problems for an opposing offensive line. And then a shutdown guy in Jalen Ramsey in the back. And it just – that combination with two elite players at critical positions gives the Rams a lot of flexibility in what they can do everywhere else. They have a relatively nondescript core of linebackers who haven't had a lot of pressure put on them, in part because the guys, you know, in front of them and behind them are so good. And then, you know, the rest of the secondary doesn't get enough attention for the Rams with John Johnson at safety and Jordan Fuller, the rookie that they drafted out of Ohio State this year. And then Darius Williams, who is, you know, we've seen some of the highlights, you know, a couple of the incredible interceptions and some of the stuff he did on Monday. He's been spectacular. And so, you know, when you play opposite Jalen Ramsey, you get more attention than any cornerback probably ever wants. And he's been, week in and week out, has just been outstanding. And so, you know, you put all of those things together where you have the shutdown corner who can be put on one guy like they did DK Metcalf a couple weeks ago, where they essentially removed him from the game, or against a more diverse team like the Bucks, you can kind of move him around. And he's a good tackler. He's good against the run. I mean, like, this defense, and with, you know, first-year coordinator Brandon Staley, has just been outstanding all year long. And if the offense can catch up a little bit, it seems weird to say that about a Sean McVay team, but if they can catch up and get some of the consistency that they showed on Monday, the Rams are a legitimate threat in the NFC.
We are joined here by Ken. Oh, gosh. I got to get your name up
Brian,
again.
Brian Kamenetsky.
You know what's funny is we have a guy, Joe Spadoni, who's a big L.A. fan. And he had me thinking, what did you say he called you? You have a brother in the business.
Obviously. I do, Andy.
Andy. So that's where I got all messed up. We've got Brian Kamenetsky, ladies and gentlemen.
Next up, I've been in that situation before. I know how this goes.
All right. That's good, because I was also looking up some of the Lakers' offseason moves because I wanted to make sure I had them at my fingertips. Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, obviously Avery Bradley. Not Avery Bradley's going to Miami. I am struggling right now. Where do you see the Golden State Warriors right now in the Western Conference, knowing that the Lakers have kind of reloaded?
Yeah, the Klay thing was so sad. I mean, I feel like across the NBA, it just took all the wind out of draft night. Because, like, everybody was looking forward to that being a thing again. And I don't think anybody was sure what the Warriors would be this year, coming back, you know, after essentially taking a year off, and Klay's been hurt, and, you know, you don't quite know what Draymond's going to be and all that stuff. But, like, you know what the possibilities are. And the idea that the Warriors would be an elite team again was really fun. And then Klay gets hurt. And I like what they did replacing with Kelly Oubre, who's an excellent player and will help. But they're not elite. And I think that's part of it. I mean, are they a 4 seed? Are they a 7 seed? I mean, I still think they're in the playoffs, but it's hard to know where, because, you know, the Western Conference, I think, has two elite teams in the Lakers and Clippers, and then probably 8 more good to very good teams, all of whom in a normal year could make the playoffs. And the Warriors are in that group somewhere, and they could be near the top of it. They could be near the bottom of it. I just don't know what it looks like. They don't still have a ton of reliable size, it doesn't seem. And, you know, you wonder what teams are going to do to Steph to make other players beat them. You know, what is Andrew Wiggins, I think, is a question the league has been asking for a long time now. And then I'm still wondering how much you get out of Draymond on a team where maybe he needs to do a little bit more. Maybe, you know, he has to do more in the regular season than you would want from him. So I would call them a lower half playoff team, still in it, but disappointing that we're not going to get to see what it could have been.
And a 72 game season as opposed to the 82, and with the expanded quote playoff format, does this give the Warriors a chance to maybe be that 10 seed and play their way in? And also, what are your thoughts on the more truncated format we're going to have?
I love it. I mean, I don't think the NBA regular season needs 82 games. I think that's probably a few too many. I think 70, 72 is a good number. I'm not also wedded to, you know, the numbers that get attached to it in records and this and that, so it doesn't matter to me. Not a purist in that way. I definitely think the Warriors will be in that top 10. I'm sort of recalibrating my brain to remember that a 9 seed and a 10 seed technically is part of the postseason now. I still think of it in that top 8 kind of way. They're in that group, and they could be really good. I mean, if Steph is healthy and, you know, gets some legs, you know, a little extra juice from that essentially a year off, and, you know, is James Wiseman able to really contribute right away? I think that has a ton to do with it. Does Oubre continue to kind of grow in a role where he's given more responsibility, a little bit more scoring? And then, you know, Wiggins, again, this is just that wild card. He's not terrible, but, man, can he be frustrating. And the, you know, the money that's attached to him changes the conversation around him. I don't love that team. I think Portland, you know, is without Clay, I don't love that team. I think Portland is better. Utah is better. I think Denver is better. Dallas is probably better. So, I mean, right there, you're talking about, you know, a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 slot for Golden State.
Brian, another team that appears to have gotten better, at least on paper, is a team that you follow the closest, and that's the Lakers. When you look at what they've done in the last week to add to what they already had, do you believe that this team walks into this season in a better place than the team that just won the title a couple months ago?
Yeah, Nick, I do. And I wasn't really sure how they could make themselves better. I thought they could maintain. I thought they could find guys and maybe fill some holes in ways that help. But, I mean, if they had just done the Schroeder deal, I think they would have been in better shape than they were last year, because it didn't really come back to haunt them in the playoffs, but their inability to create shots when LeBron wasn't on the floor hurt them. So, you know, Rondo stepped up in the playoffs, and other guys, you know, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was hitting threes, and Markieff Morris suddenly was, you know, a dead-eye shooter from three-point range after hitting like 2 3-pointers in the regular season. And so I want to say they got lucky. There was some good timing with players coming through that wouldn't have necessarily done the same this year. I like what they've redone with their center rotation. I think Montrezl Harrell bring them some support, especially in the regular season, that will help LeBron and AD get through it healthier, given how little rest they've had. The Marc Gasol signing is spectacular. He's still a very good defensive player. The playmaking that he's going to provide from the elbow is good. And he gives them a floor stretching center, which they didn't have last year. I think you could argue Wes Matthews is as good as Danny Green now. Some people think he's a little bit better. So, and then you add Schroeder. I think the Lakers are legitimately better than they were last year. And there was already a gap between them and the rest of the conference. So, I mean, they are absolutely, I think, the prohibitive favorite across the league and certainly in the West.
Brian, thank you so much. Great stuff. Appreciate it. And have a great holiday.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.